This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen. But a fella that has been on my mind a lot lately, and I don't know why, but we've decided to sort of do something that we used to do here in countdown-related items. The folks at Talkers Magazine give us these charts every week, and they are the top stories, the top people. And around the country, as they listen to radio programs, radio stations, one of the guys they listen to with regularity is a fellow who's been hosting a program on WDEL for a long time, down in Wilmington. And when I say Wilmington, I don't mean North Carolina. I mean Wilmington, Delaware. WDEL, great radio station. And one of the best radio talk producers, programmers, and performers. Guy I've had a lot of respect for a long time. We were just trying to figure out when we first started kibitzing here. His name is Rick Jensen, hosts a program every day at WDEL in Wilmington. It has been a long time since I have spoken to you, been a long time since we've been on the air together. How are you?
I am humbled, honored, and really intimidated. You are you're just so great at this business. So many of us look up to you, or look sideways, depending upon where we are. And I just can't even believe you gave me a call the other day and said, let's do this, and I thought,
how long has it been since when did we do this? Do you remember even the last time? Because we've been doing the countdown with Michael Harrison the countdown's been in existence for 25, 26 years, as long as Talkers Magazine has been around. And we used to have conventions and things. And I think that's where you and I first met. Years, though, have gone by, and I don't remember, frankly, when we first did it, but I know when we used to do, there were a stable of a dozen guys or so that we had, and I say guys because we didn't have women, we progressed over the years, and there are some really good people, no matter whether men or women, doing this that have been around for a long time, and so I had a dozen or so people that I would call on all the time, and you were one of them, because your voice is so solid, your opinions are strong, and you have lasted that. How the hell long have you been on WDEL? You've been there for a long
18
time.
18 years, and 18. And you and I, the last time you and I got together is, I don't know exactly, was 6 years, 3 months,
Has
and 48
years?
Minutes ago. Yeah, we had a great time. And I just want you to know that you were very influential in me and my life. Many, many years ago, you looked at me right in the eye, Doug, and you said, you know, Jensen, you're not really a conservative. I said, what do you mean? Because, you know, my beliefs were aligning with that which was considered a conservative time. And I really went through a period of some self-examination and thought, you know what? I think you're right. I think a lot of my beliefs are indeed what one would consider to be a classical liberal, libertarian on the conservative side, right around in there.
And it wasn't just me that was having that conversation with you. It was Gene Burns. And I have forgotten about that, but now it's coming back into my mind. Gene Burns, one of the great libertarian voices on the radio in this country ever.
Yes.
He was on, and he had some great radio jobs at great radio stations in Boston at RKO, New York, WOR, KSFO, and KGO in San Francisco. One of the true great libertarians in an era when it wasn't really, you didn't have to have a handle. People could tell by listening to you where you came from. You don't have to say, I'm a conservative, or I'm a liberal. That's bunkum.
Yeah.
It is. It's such foolishness. And we've let ourselves, the people who have been doing this for a long time, I don't even like to do politics on the air anymore, at least on the Monday through Friday DJV show that I do, because it goes no place. People get angry, we get stuck. And so I wonder, all of that having been said, over the years, you have maintained a very stable, as a matter of fact, you beat Rush Limbaugh at the game in your local market of WDEL.
Well, in Delaware, yes, in South Jersey, yeah. Northern Maryland, thank you, yes, yeah.
Well, but well, that's because you, there's you, something look, you that do this. We don't need to be, I don't think we need to be doing what we are doing, but anyway, go ahead, what would you start to say?
You be yourself. You have to be, when you're on the air, you want to be the best you that you truly are, and you have to be honest. Yeah. If you're not honest about who you are and what you believe about something, listeners are smart. They'll hear it.
That's right.
They'll figure it out, and they'll say, you know what? This person is a phony. I've got no business listening to them. I really do live on the libertarian side of the Republican Party. Many of my beliefs are conservative. Small government. Get out of my life. Get out of the bedroom. Get out of the boardroom. That sort
right.
of thing.
Yeah.
And when you listen to people, when you actually open up the phone lines and listen to people who disagree with you, then you have a conversation as opposed to, and I'm not going to say any names here,
but if you just want to yell at somebody and call them a name and call them an idiot and do something like that.
Well, that's not really building any kind of conversation.
No, it's not. It's no fun. I've been doing this and you've been doing this for a long time, and it isn't like we've worn out our welcome. In fact, I think that our track record speaks for itself in the fact that we are around still and people find of all ages. Yeah, I've been, frankly, because of my association with the three younger women who are on the air with me Monday through Friday, it brings you into a different focus because things don't stay the same. And if we allow ourselves to let what we do on the air sound the same as it did 10 years ago, 20 years ago, we're dead, man.
Oh, sure.
Limbaugh doesn't sound the same now that he did when he first got started. Nobody does that's successful. You got to go, flow, move. Anyway, would you start to say?
Well, you know, my request is for you, the listener, for you folks who are listening to Doug Steffen and, you know, the weekly talk radio countdown.
Yeah, right.
Huh?
Yeah, Rick Jensen. I want to give you credit because people don't know your voice.
Fearless. Well, thank you. But I say be fearless and call in and share your opinion, because there are talk show hosts who are truly committed to engaging in the conversation and trying to make our world a decent place.
Yeah, right. All right. So Rick Jensen here. I'm going to go through the top stories, the top people. According to Talkers Magazine, we'll get Rick's point of view, some of the things that he is discussing with his listeners on his radio station, a way that we've had success in going through the lists of the stories on the Talk Radio Review. Rick Jensen, WDEL in Wilmington. Here's something that will help you through the holidays. This is something, I've been gone for a couple of weeks, Rick, and one of the things I was chuckling to myself about what I missed. I wanted to be able to tell people the story of Omaha Steaks right straight, right down the middle. And this is the most fabulous deal I think I've talked about in a long time. This is a special Christmas deal for those of you who like steak, for those of you who like meat, for those of you who know the brand Omaha Steaks. They've been around for a long time. Yeah. There's a family gift package, compliments of me and Omaha Steaks. The delivery dates are now, well, I don't know where you can. The thing to do, never mind dates, just get on the horn. Go to Omaha Steaks. You don't have to get on a horn. Just go to the website, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code DJV and get there's a nice blending of things. They have been famous for a long time for their steaks. They have pork chops. They have fried steak, burgers, sausages, meatballs, potatoes au gratin. They're all put together in a fabulous, fabulous, fabulous package that's worth $149. You pay $149, no. You pay $100, no. You pay $79, no. Originally, I think it was maybe even carry $199 or $195. Now you pay $49.99 between now and Christmas for this fabulous combination, a great gift that families all across America have loved for over 100 years. Omaha Steaks puts it together. You can only get it with a promo code DJV. Go to omahasteaks.com right now. $49.99 for what you would normally pay $195 for. Omaha Steaks. Check it all out at omahasteaks.com. Promo code DJV.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
When I have a cold sore, I want something that works.
Purpose and L penetrates deep to treat your cold sore, and it's enriched with lysine, vitamins, and lemon balm for soothing relief.
But even when I don't have a cold sore, I still want something that protects against a flare-up.
Purpose and L protects against certain triggers caused by the sun and cold, including flare-ups from sun damage with its added SPF 30 protection. So it treats and protects.
Works for me.
And me too.
Purpose and L works when you have a cold sore, works when you don't. Use as directed.
At Mathnasium, we've transformed children's lives for 15 years. We build confidence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether your child needs to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors and proven Mathnasium method provide the rock-solid math foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math. Schedule your no-obligation first visit to one of our 900 centers today at mathnasium.com.
All right, this is sort of a deliberative process. The stories from Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen, Rick Jensen here on the Talk Radio Review. Let me go through the top 10, and then we'll pick apart a few of them, Rick, and see where your listeners are coming from and why it is that they're either turned on or turned off by some of these things. At number 10 on the countdown from Talkers Magazine, a lot of focus on college football playoffs, getting close to the end of the season in the NFL. So Sports Talk Radio at number 10. How much do you talk about sports on your program on DEL?
We do, but not as much as, say, a sports talk station will. It's for us, it's, man, it's all about the Eagles. Right now, it's the Eagles, Eagles, Eagles. The Sixers, you know, wah,
do you have
wah,
a sports talk station in Wilmington?
Is there not that I know of.
No,
not that I know of.
If we do,
yeah, they're invisible.
Number 9 on the countdown, Les Moonves has come back into the surface, the former head of CBS. Looks like he was trying to line himself up for a $120 million payout. Not so fast. That's the way it looks to me anyway, as I look at this from afar. Number 8, the continuing focus on England getting out of the European Union. That's called Brexit. The tension between Russia and the Ukraine and what that did for the G20 is number 7. The continuing focus on the murder of this guy, Khashoggi, number 6. A lot of can. There's plenty of worms in that can. Number 5, the trade war with China. Number 4, what went on in the financial markets this week as a result. It was kind of a seesaw, up and down, inside, outside. A lot of influences, several influences, including the Chinese guy that got picked up in Canada. I thought that was an interesting story. We'll talk about that. Migrants at the border, number 3. The continuing focus on Trump and Russia, not to do about nothing as far as I'm concerned. And number 1, the passing of George H.W. Bush. People list, Les Moonves is at 10, Theresa May is 9, Vladimir Putin is 8, Mohammed bin Salman and Khashoggi put together at 7. The fellow that runs China is number 6. I'm not going to even bother to try to figure out to pronounce the name. I always pronounce it wrong anyway. Michael Cohen and Paul Manafort, number 5. Mueller and Flynn at 4. Sounds like a law office. The Obamas, the Clintons, and George W. Bush because of the funeral. 3. Trump, 2. And George H.W. Bush, number 1. 21 after the hour on the countdown.
bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Doug Steffen. Our weekly sojourn into the works done by Talkers Magazine, one of the stations they survey, is WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, and the best host there, although I don't want to say that too loudly because I don't want the rest of the people on the station when they hear this to think that I'm favoring Rick Jensen, but I guess
well,
I am.
Well, you are.
Yes, I am.
Yes, you are, because we've known each other for years, and, yeah. You know, friends yeah. will do that. Yes, sir.
All right, so in terms of your audience and what I asked you a little bit about sports just because there's a reference to the what's going on in the NFL. We get into those things from time to time. But of all of the things that I went through, tell me which one in your mind and in the mind of the listeners to your program on WDEL was number one. You know, I went through Brexit and Russia and the Khashoggi thing and all this other stuff. Was it the obvious thing of the passing of Bush?
Actually, 48% of our registered voters in Delaware are Democrats. I'm not. So yeah. I get a lot of phone calls about Trump. Trump bad. Here's the worst thing he did today. Here's blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. And the Trump-Russia investigation, so many people here are really hoping for the equivalent of the blue dress. It's not even about Russia and collusion. Just like when Clinton was impeached, it was for perjury, about lying, about sex, had nothing to do with Whitewater. They failed to convict. And I do believe, honest, and I would love to get your take on this, Doug, I truly do believe that this is the never-ending story. Sometimes I play that music when I talk about this. So it's a never-ending story because no matter who is elected in the next election, if it's a Democrat, the Republicans will then have a partisan investigation to try to hamstring that president, just as I believe this investigation really is all about trying to hamstring Trump, whether you like him or not. And, Doug, here's what I want to know from you. Do you also feel like it looks like this investigation is going towards the kids?
Well, I think now Mueller can't go anyplace else, so he's got to go toward more toward I think Ivanka's husband, maybe Donald Jr., they may not have been as mature as they might want to have been, let's say, in using their father's name or the family name and kind of muscling around. Well, what I think is the most interesting thing, you know, I've been gone on a trip for about 10 days, so I purposely back myself away from a lot of the stuff that we talk about all the time. And I don't even like talking about this on the air very much. I do talk about it sometimes with my friends, but they know how far they can't push me in conversations about Trump. I admit to not having voted for Trump. No bad deal. There's something about his being that I find not repulsive. I just don't find it to be comfortable. I think that we needed to be, when Obama went too far one way, and now you got Trump on the other side, and I haven't voted, the last Republican I voted for with enthusiasm was the guy who died this week. Ooh. I thought George H.W. Bush was really quite a good president, even though I didn't vote for him the second time around for the same reason nobody else did, because of the no new taxes thing. But in terms of your question, it's much ado about nothing. It's a waste of hundreds of millions of dollars of taxpayer money. They're not going to find anything. It's rolling down. They can maybe find some stuff that's embarrassing. The $50 million offer to Putin to have a palace on top of the Trump Tower so that everybody else in Russia would spend a lot of money to buy into that building. You know, okay. That's the way
business is. When we come back, I'd really like to disagree with you about something when we come back, Doug.
Okay. You have to wait. You have to hold your breath, though, under the circumstances. He knows. The good radio guys know that it's 28 past the hour, and we'll pause for a few moments. But this conversation will continue. This is the Talk Radio Review. Rick Jensen is here from WDEL City. And Doug, there it is, WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. I'm Doug Steffen.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. Thinking of a new SUV? A new report from the automotive retail website iccars.com found that the Jeep Wrangler and Wrangler Unlimited have the lowest appreciation over 5 years of any vehicle, dropping just 27.3% during that period. The study looked at over 4.3 million new and used car sales and found the average depreciation to be around 50.2%. Following the Jeeps were the Toyota Tacoma and the Toyota Tundra pickup. The other end of the list, electric and high-value cars. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com.
It's not that often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience, desire knows no limits. Learn more by visiting alfaromeousa.com.
At Mathnasium, we've transformed children's lives for 15 years. We build confidence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether your child needs to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors and proven Mathnasium method provide the rock-solid math foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math. Schedule your no-obligation first visit to one of our 900 centers today at mathnasium.com.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A bill's now on the president's desk that's to keep the government running for two more weeks. As the federal government was set to run out of money at midnight tonight, the government funding extension passed by the Senate and House yesterday. No word on whether the president will sign this, as he's been playing hardball over the issue of getting funding for a southern border wall. Democratic Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi says the U.S. House may have to call for a new election in North Carolina if the winner remains unclear after a voter fraud investigation.
Only if it's impossible to determine who the winner is would we take the extraordinary step of calling for a new election, but that governing body can do so.
Referring to the House Administration Committee, Republican Mark Harris leads Democrat Dan McCready by about 900 votes, but results have not yet been certified. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The hour. This is Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen here with Rick Jensen, who is the midday host at WDEL, great talk radio program in Wilmington, the great talk radio station that covers Delaware and New Jersey and Pennsylvania. You have a big audience. It's funny. It's interesting. We have a few friends that work at some of the stations that are in Philadelphia, and I was thinking of one in particular, very Italian, and actually quite a good guy. But the impact that people like you have, this is, and I don't want to get too much in the weeds on the radio side of things, the technical side, but the signal of some of these stations that are in a particular market that they then bleed into another market. You have a huge potential audience there in Wilmington, and I wonder, how often as you, I've sort of gotten away from taking phone calls on the air because I found over the years, Rick, that the quality has gone down, frankly. I don't mean that to sound like an elitist. I just find one of the things that has intrigued all of us who've done this for a long time is the ability to learn from our listeners. And I find that hard to do these days because everything is about politics, and this guy is bad because he's a Democrat or he's good because he's a Republican, which is nonsense. And that's not the way we've grown up. This is, the forum here is for ideas. We're not, I'm not anyway, I don't think it's my job to prevail on you or to convince you that you ought to think the way that I do. I think that's death. Frankly, what do you
No, no, I appreciate that. And sometimes we have a problem with the cell phone quality and such. For example, I have some very liberal listeners, and I appreciate that. I really do. The guy called in and says, raging about Trump and Trump's behavior. To which I responded, well, sure. And he talked about the Russians and Putin. And I asked, and I asked him, is your opinion tempered at all by the fact that Trump has installed some of the toughest sanctions on Russia in the past year? And he kind of went quiet for a second and said, well, you know, I really haven't thought about it that way. People like to vent. They want to get it off their chest. We allow that, and then we can have a more substantive conversation about things. But you're right. When it comes to politics, it's us versus them. The Internet has not created bridges. The Internet has created silos. And if you're not part of that team, you'll get kicked out of there, whether it's the Huffington Post or Breitbart or whatever. But, Doug, before the break, you said the Mueller investigation is a waste of time. It's not going to amount to anything. It's much ado about nothing, and nothing's going to come of it. And I disagree, because politically, if they can compel Trump to choose not to run because his kids are under investigation, or if they can damage him in any way politically, I believe that's the goal. Now, maybe I'm wrong, but I think that's the goal. And well, I think to them, somebody, it's worth millions of dollars.
It may be, if you were talking about somebody who is quote-unquote normal or somewhat normal, Donald Trump is not normal. He doesn't look at things the way you do, the way I do. He isn't affected by the proximity, at least outwardly so. I don't think, and I'm not, people say he doesn't have a conscience. I don't think that's the case. But I think that he's the Teflon or the Gardal seal or whatever you want to use to sort of come up with a picture of how he sort of isolates himself and or insulates himself from public opinion. And I think that even goes, and we don't know that. You don't. We can only conjecture here. But I don't even know that that would keep him from running. I think the guy is so, and I twisted, and I use that in a word kind of in a different way. I mean twisted mentally, but emotionally, whatever, however he's been able to train himself, or his father trained him, to, in the world of business, be immune from criticism. I don't think the guy gives a damn what people say about him. I think he's a psychotic. I think that he doesn't have I think he's bipolar. I think there are all kinds of things that are wrong with him, if you want to use the term wrong. Makes him different, makes him unusual, makes him great conversation. Is he going to change or about to change? Nah. There's something missing, according to those who want to somehow or other evaluate him. But what I find the most telling, frankly, and I don't want to consume the conversation with this, but I find the fact that his wife sort of plays the role that she does. She's not really been, a lot of people haven't paid a lot of attention to her. She's sort of coming out of her shell now by her own choice. She apparently is not that influenced by him one way or another. And whether people can say, well, it's because of the power and the money, and blah, 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 you don't know that. You don't know anything about anybody.
She's your own person.
Yeah. I don't think so. I think that tells you something about the whole scenario, frankly.
So if I can reveal something about you, you were out of the country for a good couple of weeks, right?
Yes.
You were in another country. Do we want to say where that was?
I was in Peru.
I've heard it's beautiful. Have you been before?
Yes. No, never been to South America before. And you know how much, you've been following me for a long time. You know how much I've traveled around the country and around the world, but I've never been to South America.
When you were there, you meet people, you're gregarious, you strike up conversations. When they say, oh, okay, Doug, you're an American, what is it they want to talk with you about when it comes to America?
You know, I'm going to answer the question in a somewhat circulatory fashion. I have done these trips now for the past 3 years. I went to England for a sort of spiritual retreat 3 years ago. Last year I went to Italy for the same sort of thing, and that's why I went to Peru, to go to all the places that people go to get sort of spiritually revived. Last year in Italy, conversation all about Trump. The year before that, it was the election. Are you going to vote for Trump was the question in England. I did not have one conversation with anybody other than the driver, and it wasn't much of a conversation. They don't seem to be that interested, only from the point of view of the immigration discussion and the fact that in South America there is such a need for workers. And the question comes, how is it that all these people that walked up from Central America to go to Mexico to come into our country, why the hell didn't they go south? Because they would have found work. It may not be that they're going to get paid as much as they might be paid in America. They're not sure of that. But there are for sure jobs in most every of the progressive countries. And Peru is not really that progressive, pretty poor country. But Bolivia and Argentina and Colombia and Brazil, they don't have enough people to do the work. So why are all these people coming to America to a questionable future, even if they may be able to make a little more money if they are fortunate enough to get work? But down there, they could all have work. And nobody talks about that.
It's hope and belief. It's hope and belief. I spoke with a missionary who's in Honduras, and she said there are gangs, there's violence, we have a corrupt government. People are being brutalized. So they see the shining star of America, and they say, I'm going to take the chance. We're going to do that because, you know, the streets are lined with gold and all that. They actually believe this. And sadly, they'll give their life savings and even commit themselves to more drudgery to send their kids with a coyote up to the border. And that brings us, I think, to your number three story, migrants at the border. Yes. There's something we're missing there, Doug, is humanity. And even though, yes, it might be that 10% of them are criminals, 50% of them are actually men, not the women and children. Well, there are women and children. There is a story of humanity here. And I've often thought that even though there's likely no real direct way that this country has ever turned swords into plowshares, for the love of God, we've got this wasted F-35. We're talking $1 trillion or more. Don't need it. Doesn't work. Hashtag epic fail. Couldn't we have, and maybe this is a pipe dream, but couldn't we have an Ellis Island style immigration at the border, at the southwest border of our country, where, not unlike my grandfather who came from Denmark, you have partnerships with business where they learn the language, they learn a skill, and then off they go into freedom of the United States of America. Doug, you've talked about this. You've talked with people about this over the years. Is that something that's just never going to happen, or do you think it makes sense?
The news media gets in the way of anything that's like this, frankly. The common sense part of our reality is diminished somewhat by various supposed news organizations. I say supposed because it's not the news. It's all pejorative. It's all opinion. This medium that you and I have been on for a long time was aimed at telling stories and having people come up with ideas and opinions and experiences. But we've turned that into an art form now, more with television, but in print, if there's anything around, I mean, the excuse for print now is what's online. It is, you know, you look at some of this stuff, I get nauseous when I look at the Huffington Post, for example. Do I get things out of it? Yeah, I'm informed as to some things, but there's that. You talked about Breitbart before, the sort of things that aren't really, I mean, what has become of Fox and what's become of MSNBC and CNN? There's no more. You and I grew up on, the facts, not what the truth is. This is the truth. Your truth and my truth may be different, but a fact is indisputable. This is what happened. and then you got to bring all these blowhards in. Well, this is what I think that means. How the hell do you know what that means? You're on that guy's
right,
head.
We're the blowhards. This is talk radio. We are the opinion page of the paper,
yes.
Basically. We're the yeah. blowhards. You got the reporters, and you got the blowhards. That blowhard, hard, whatever it is.
Instead of Breitbart, it should be blowhard. It's blowhard
yeah.
instead of Breitbart, yeah.
Which,
all right, 45
by the way,
past the hour. Yes.
Also brings to mind what you have as the number one topic for this week. President George H.W. Bush dies, and it ties right into what you're talking about, whether it's Peter Baker at the New York Times or others. Let's remind people that George H.W. Bush did not design, pay for, endorse, and nor did his campaign have anything to do with the Willie Horton ad. Even
no,
though
right.
they
that's
say
yeah.
they
yeah.
say he did. Sure, Lee Atwater, advisor, there's a PAC, there are people who support him did that. And when I read that, Bush made Willie Horton an issue in 1980, you know, for the New York Times, I think...
He didn't even know who the hell Willie Horton was. He didn't have a slightest idea of Willie Horton. No.
Thank
that was
you.
A,
now,
that was... I got to do a couple of things, and then we'll wrap this up. Rick Jensen from WDEL, great talk radio station, Wilmington, Delaware. I'm a firm believer that when you are well, when you are healthy, you are happy. You're a happy bloke if you're feeling well. And that's why I've started to use and talk a lot about CBD oil from Ancient Life Oil. It is a truly natural remedy made with nothing but the purest ingredients blended in coconut oil. And I got to tell you, this is an absolute home run. If you're interested in your health and well-being, this is the best thing. It's astounding, frankly. If you Google the benefits of CBD oil, it's just amazing. I have a stiff neck from having been on the plane for about 12 hours. And I put this stuff on it when I get home. Within minutes, the pain is gone. Find out why so many people say it helps make their lives better. Go to ancientlifeoil.com, ancientlifeoil.com, made with organic ingredients. You know, that's the standard for me. No GMO in it. It's blended with coconut oil for the best results. CBD oil is legal in all of the 50 states of the United States. This is nothing but beneficial. You'll try it, and you'll find out that I'm telling you 100% the truth. All right, you ready? Here's where you go. You go to ancientlifeoil.com, ancientlifeoil.com. This is for the rest of your life. You'll be so happy that you did this. Go to get CBD oil at ancientlifeoil.com.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
It's a printer wonderland.
Because right now at Staples, save $150 on the Epson EcoTank 4750.
Epson EcoTank printers come with up to 2 years of ink right in the box.
That's up to 2 years worth of printed reports, proposals, and letters to Santa.
Up to 11,000 pages.
Plus, trade in your old printer and get another $50 off.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store this holiday.
Ends 12/8/18. See associate for details.
I want to make sure that I have time to thank Rick Jensen from WDEL. We'll have to do this again. I like having you here, frankly. One of the things you did for me in this hour was help me pronounce leader of China's name. I don't know why I have a block.
like a poodle, Xi Xi. It's Xi Jinping.
Xi Jinping. I have to remember that.
Here's Xi Jinping.
So what? All right, now we got 60 seconds or less here. What do you think will be the ramifications of this Ming getting arrested in Canada? But it was, where's that going to take us?
I just hate to see that being used by large investors as an excuse for driving down the markets. I suspect, now I'm not an expert, but I read experts, I suspect that you have a lot of big-time investors who are looking to take profits. They're taking profits. I think that's an excuse. But when you look at the Treasury going up significantly, like you know, over 3% or so, that's likely having a real impact in that. So...
Yeah.
The other part I find annoying.
Down with the Fed. Maybe make that a cause to live. Let's do this again. Refreshing to have you back and to have a chat with you. Thank you, Rick. Rick Jensen, a midday host of WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, here on the Talk Radio Review.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the SmartBP app.
That's one.
SmartBP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
SmartBP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of SmartBP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. SmartBP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With SmartBP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. SmartBP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's SmartBP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
He bled for Hollywood. That's screwy, wooey, hooey Hollywood. Where any office boy or young mechanic can be a panic with just a good looking pan.
Wow.
And any barmaid can be a star maid if she
dances with Kara. Crank this up, Kara.
Hooray for Hollywood.
Hooray for Hollywood. So Chuck Curry is here. He's the man who knows a lot more than I do and most everybody else about DVDs, videos, and the world of whatever it is that we have the access we have to so much material now. Chucker is our expert. Why are we playing music from Hooray for Hollywood, Chucker?
That's usually, many times, an Oscar theme. And, you know, it's interesting. I went on the air the other day, and I was talking about the announcement that Kevin Hart made that he was going to be the newest Oscar host. And then late last night, before I go to bed, it was reported that he is backed out of the gig off a internet blowout of some tweets that he tweeted over a decade ago that were construed as homophobic, and he was in and now he's out, and it's just another example of how toxic and poisonous your past on social media could be. I have very mixed feelings about this because I'm just one of those people that believe that if we put everybody on a cross, nothing good is going to come out of it. He did apologize late last night. A lot of people feel it was too late, but I don't know. Do you have thoughts on this?
Well, I'm not a fan of Kevin Hart, as you know. Whenever we talk about him and his movies, I tend to get nauseated because I don't think he's funny. But I do think in this circumstance, thank you for asking, that there is a trail that we all leave. It's called exhaust. Whatever, when something runs, there is a there's something that is that is built, if you will, or created when you combine things, as in an engine. And we have thoughts, we have deeds, we have experiences. None of us are perfect. That's why we are here. There's no perfection, and so we're all likely to have something that we could say, "Geez, I wish I hadn't done that," or "I'm sorry I did it." Something to apologize for and to be forgiven for. In this circumstance,
I'm in the same camp.
Yeah, I don't want him to be the host of the Oscars, but I don't not want him to be the host of the Oscars because of this. I think that this is specious. I think at some point in time you got to give it a rest. This is, he didn't even remember doing it 10 years ago, whatever it is. I think he was a horrible choice to be the host of the Oscars, frankly. But to get it in the neck this way is just, it's kind of sick. Actually, it is.
Well, I think he has the two things that I wonder what's going to come out of this. How is it going to affect his overall career going forward, which is he's been very successful. I mean, he co-starred in Universal's remake of Jumanji with Dwayne Johnson. That was the biggest hit.
They became friends, obviously. Out of it. They've done a couple of movies since then together. They obviously like each other.
And my other question would be, whoever they come up with as a replacement host now, does he or she have to worry about their past and how hard people are going to look into their life and whatever?
So who's clean enough who's capable of doing a show like this? Bring Billy Crystal back, for God's sakes.
I thought Billy Crystal was the greatest host of all time, but when he came back to do it that last time, I thought the magic just wasn't there. He's now 70. I actually think maybe I don't know, he's very busy, he just announced a world tour. But Hugh Jackman, I thought might be nice, he'd be okay once again. Yeah, he's done
incredible.
It before.
Yeah. All right. What's coming out this weekend that we're going to find of interest? What's your prediction for number one for the weekend? And what's new?
Actually, it's one of those weekends is going to be pretty slow. Nothing new is going to be released, which is a very rare occurrence. In the industry, it's Wreck-It Ralph will be number one for the third. Straight weekend. So, but it gives moviegoers a chance to catch up on different films they might
have. I've been in the movies for 2 weeks, so I'll have to go check out a few of them that have been around for a couple of weeks.
There's one bit of news. This morning, Marvel dropped the highly anticipated coming attraction trailer to The Avengers 4. Good trailer. This movie, like a lot of superhero movies, but this one is going to be a massive hit when it comes out this summer, like the first one was. Superhero movies, Doug, once again, rule the reign. And Advanced Buzz is really, really good on Mary Poppins Returns. It is not on screen for Craig.
That looks like fabulous.
Yet,
but
the buzz on this thing is really good. And that'll be good for the industry. Family film doing big business during the holiday season.
I think Emily Blunt was a fabulous choice for that. The trailers I've seen, two or three or four of them, including Dick Van Dyke being in it in a cameo, just heartwarming. So good to look forward to that. Chuck Curry here, our movie man.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.